Would what the computers could tell them pay for it? It would. They slept and they ate. While the ship dipped under the monstrous shadow in the sky, the little toiling sun shed no light on the blackness as it swung across it. Presently the far edge of the rim fall began to grow larger. Marco slid back into his seat and spoke to the ship's little brain.
"Okay," he reported. "Major burn coming up. This is where we say goodbye, so get into those couches. The committee are timing this one for us."
It took 10 minutes of slight discomfort, listening to the faint roar from the outrigger jets. Kin heard a sigh from Marco's couch as the engines shut off.
"That's it," he said. "Now we hit the hole, or we miss the hole. I never thought I'd have to worry about running into the wall of the universe."
The rimfall raced past a few thousand miles away, phosphorescent in the light of the full moon. Even Marco took a deep breath as the ship rose above the edge of the disk and plunged towards the sky. The disk was a design of white and black, a silver and ebony coin floating under a sky wild with stars. The stars were getting nearer. The moon became a pearl hovering over the disk, and the stars were definitely getting nearer. The hole that Jago Jalo had cut in the vault of heaven had been big enough for the ring ship to go through, and this one was much smaller. But it would be approaching it at a low angle. The computers had told Marco that the hole would be wide enough. They had told Kin the same, but had added their estimate of the distance to spare. Kin hadn't dared pass it on to Marco. The minimum clearance was a little less than a metre. She found she was staring ahead, searching the sky. The other two were doing the same. Stars were drifting overhead. While Kin watched, their silent, snowflake movement became a brisk race. Then they were a blur. There was the briefest impression of something around the ship as a star swelled, blazed, and disappeared. A slight shudder marked the demise of one of the outrigger jets, knocked off against the edge of the sky. Then there were stars again, deceptively similar, and the ship was dropping into the gulf. She could hear Marco breathing noisily. Silver was humming a tune in a rolling baritone. Kin watched the stars she knew were only 70,000 years old, marginally older than their cousins hanging from the vault of heaven. Stars were just lights in the sky, but bigger skies demanded bigger stars. Kin thought about the second edition. The ship fell onwards into the scenery. That is the end of Strata. It was written by Terry Pratchett and read by Stephen Briggs.